Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Now, I am not reintroducing the idea of purgatory, but on the other hand, I do believe the baby was thrown out with the bathwater. With that came a belief, when you die, you're instantaneously and magically made perfect.
The soul of someone who dies immediately goes into eternity. There is no place where you make up for your sins. There is no purgatory. In the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
If you like evangelical chicanery, don't you panic. It appears there's a new apostle on the block. This is Wretched Radio. I was not familiar with the woman named Catherine Crick. She's a self-proclaimed apostle, but the Christian Post ran an article, 6 Things to Know About Catherine Crick, who's a faith healer. So I decided to do more than just read about 6 things. I decided to do what we all do when it comes to doing deep and thorough research. I looked for some YouTube shorts. What did I discover? This woman, it's the same old, same old. I thought this trend was dead, but no, she's in business. And these people, you're not going to be able to see them because this is radio. You're not going to be able to see them shaking and twitching and flipping and flopping as she goes about the business of declaring.
Generational curse must be broken, and I declare every spirit of witchcraft.
Woman is shaking.
Every spirit that
trembling
you in the mind, it must go now in Jesus' name. Receive this fire.
Everybody's shaking. We're all shaking.
Every spirit of lack, every spirit of mental torment and death must leave on 3 in Jesus' name. 1, 2, 3. Be free completely.
Oh, she's just twitching and jerking.
Now.
Looks like a little Kundalini spirit to me.
And in turn, God has filled you with supernatural fire. God has filled you with the light of the world. God has filled you with the hope of Jesus Christ. God has filled you with his anointing.
Oh, they're falling down.
Powerful.
Oh, she's really flopping backwards. I thought the days of Benny knocking people out were done, but apparently Catherine Crick is keeping the fire burning. And I mean that. She's keeping the fire burning because she's all about the fire. She's all about the healing. She's all about apostolic revelations and declaring and proclaiming. And she's becoming a big deal. According to the Christian Post, she's the author of The Secret of the Anointing. She has a huge following. She's 33 years old. She attracts thousands. And I'm still looking at this YouTube short. They've all got the jerky, twitchy thing that the Kriyas. If you want to get creeped out, there's a video. Oh, who was this dude? He was a charismatic fellow from England. And he was so troubled by what he was seeing with these faith healings and driving out spirits and these people falling all over the place and doing those weird jerky motions and their heads shaking back and forth, shaking, their heads just shaking, and they're jerking and they're these severe movements. And so he did a compare and contrast with people like Catherine Crick and her meetings and Hindu meetings with the Kundalini spirit, and you could not tell one from the other. There's a spirit at work, but it isn't the Holy Spirit. This woman is a squarely in the center of what I know everybody rejects as the term New Apostolic Reformation movement, claiming there is no such thing, except for the fact that C. Peter Wagner created the term New Apostolic Reformation and led it. And there are still people that are rising up to be leaders in this new apostolic reformation movement. And this woman appears to be red hot. She's attracting thousands who seek healing, deliverance, or a spiritual encounter. This, if nothing else, perhaps we can learn something. Where do these people find a harvest field? What attracts folks to this supposed faith healer? What is it that they believe she has that they want? Why are people so willing? These are adults. I'm looking at these people, by the way, all women in this particular YouTube short. They seem to be, they've got manicures. Their hair is done. They're wearing nice clothing. Why is that woman mic'd up? the woman who's being delivered actually has a microphone cable coming out of her. Whatever's going on here. It's shenanigans and it's demonic. It's what it is. It's demonic. These things that are going on, it's either complete parlor tricks or it is satanic in nature. Why do these people go? I'm looking at the crowds. It's in a theater, like about a 2,000 seater, and mostly women. They've got their, you know, everybody's got their hands raised and they're trembling and they're shaking and they're jumping around. What are they looking for? Now, they're not going to find whatever it is with this woman who's a charlatan. She's a false teacher. But we would do well as a true church to ask the question, why do these people go looking to a woman like this? What is it they desire? Now, they might not be able to articulate it, but the Bible already informs us what they need. Their consciences are troubling them. Their lives are disappointing them. Most of their dreams have been dashed and shattered. They do not feel joy. And by the way, speaking of emotions, was thinking about this. This is something I think that might be helpful for you. If you're always desiring to have a high, a spiritual high, I think this is a truism. You don't want one emotion all the time. You don't want to have one emotion. You don't want to be sad all the time, do you? Now, sadness isn't necessarily a sin. It's a part of the human experience. Sadness can be just fine and totally normal, but you don't want it all the time, do you? And I think the same thing is true for its 180 cousin, joy. Do you really want to just perpetually be like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo? No, I don't think it's not sustainable. These people, they're looking for that. They're wanting that because I don't think that they understand what the Christian composition is, what our emotional makeup should be, what our state of mind should be. I think they're looking for a buzz. They're looking for a spiritual high. They're looking, I think, for a quick fix to some of their problems. To get, it must be demon possession. So shake it out of me, Judy, and get me to feel better because they want better feelings. Now we want to be careful that we don't reject their desire for good feelings, but we need to educate them that feelings are tricky things. I think I mentioned yesterday, Brad Bigney's podcast, it's called Thrive. Baby, is he doing a fine job. It's marriage and parenting. It'll bless you. I don't even care if you're single, whatever. Just listen to this thing. It is so good. He was talking about love and our society's definition of love and how our society has determined this is what marriage should be, a perpetual woo-hoo. Everything amazing. It's just incredible. And he said, that's just not reality. It's just not reality. Love chooses to act. Love chooses to serve. Love chooses to do. And he talked about as you do that, as you act like Jesus, serving, not being served, but serving. And you do that through, I think he called it the mundane years, something, the middle years, the mundane years, where you're just... You know, you're not a whippersnapper anymore. Now you got kids and you got minivans and you got volleyball and you got meals and you got broken cars and you got a transportation and you got the job. It's just kind of a grind. But as you remain faithful to serving the other, guess what happens? A profound, deep, rich love grows out of serving. Out of doing grows the fruit of love. Now, most people don't understand that. The world certainly doesn't understand it, but nor do these individuals who come to a whiz-bang fest like this woman puts on to give people some sort of a buzz. They're desperate for it. And we don't want to reject emotions and we don't want to stop talking about feelings. We just don't want to make them the centerpiece. The centerpiece is Jesus. The centerpiece is truth. Out of that and being obedient will come these profound feelings of joy. But it's not going to be like, hey, wow, I woke up this morning and I've got so much joy. No, it's going to be a settledness. It's going to be a peace that surpasses all understanding. It will be a joy unspeakable, but not whoop-de-doo. It's going to be a calm. It's going to be a steady. And you're going to start to get other feelings like longings, not for temporal goods, but for earthly treasures. We want to make sure that we are the ones that are helping people understand emotions and affections, understand what the Christian life looks like and feels like and thinks like and emotes like. Because if we don't, I'm telling you, these charlatans, they're just not going to stop. Here's the six things to know about Catherine Crick. She's a self-appointed apostle. That should tell you everything you need to know. Nobody's self-appointed. Jesus has to appoint you. She's connected to a controversial figure, the Tanzanian prophet named Gior Davey, who faced serious allegations of sexual misconduct, but she calls him her spiritual father. Three, she's a sowing the seeder. She's a prosperity gospeler. She claims to have new revelations. Oh, here's an interesting one. Shocker. She has no formal theological background. She's moved here and there, and she wrote a song under the name Cat Crick, but she has no theological training, and yet she has 900,000 subscribers on her YouTube channel. Let's learn from her. This is Wretched Radio.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Giffert wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
So if we were going to be honest with one another, we would have to admit that every day our phone buzzes with celebrity scandals and political outrage and notifications of TikTok trends, all the stuff that doesn't matter. But what if your phone could deliver something different? Because it can. Meet Fortis Plus. If you haven't already downloaded it yet, I want to urge you to take that opportunity right now. It's free and it will replace noise with nourishment. Picture this, 7 new pieces of content every single day. And I'm not talking clickbait or gossip. I'm talking real truth for real life. The app is already full of hundreds of hours of content. Again, completely free. And when I say free, I mean free. I don't mean hidden costs and temporary trials and premium tiers. No subscription traps at all. Because while everyone else all over the world is selling you something, we are giving something away. Fortis Plus. Download it right now where you download your apps, or just go to fortisplus.org, because what feeds your mind shapes your life. Truth. It's meant to travel far. It's meant to reach deep. It's meant to change lives. But for far too long, even the best biblical teaching has faced barriers, paywalls, price tags, limited access. And at Fortis Institute, well, we've been thinking differently recently. What if we could break through all of those barriers? That's why we're launching our Truth Unhindered initiative. We have extraordinary plans for the end of 2025, plans that will transform how pastors and families and seekers access life-changing teaching. But to make this vision a reality, we need you now more than ever. Right now, going on through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled up to $250,000. Double the impact, double the reach, double the transformation. Visit fortisinstitute.org/truth today, because when truth breaks through barriers, lives are never the same. fortisinstitute.org/truth.
Know your church fathers. Athanasius was the Bishop of Alexandria in the 4th century. He was a champion of the Church's fight against Arianism and was a chief author of the Nicene Creed. However, his orthodoxy did not equal popularity. Athanasius was exiled no less than 5 times, but Athanasius chose to honor God instead of man.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, Jimmy!
Yes?
Would you be kind enough to call me sexist?
Oh, sure. You're sexist, Todd.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, let's carry on, shall we? This is Wretched Radio. This is my lived experience. You know what that means, don't you? I just put up a shield. Any arrow that you sling my way gets blocked. Why? Because what I'm about to say is my lived experience, and you can't criticize that. Jimmy, look at me. That's some of the lingo that's being used today. Hey.
I'm impressed.
I know what is obvious to the eye, but my lived experience says, oh, well, okay. As long as your lived experience experienced it, then I guess it must be okay. So, ha, this is my lived experience. What you're about to hear gives me the shudders. I don't know what the medical term is for the reflex. When your shoulder goes up to your ears, but every time I hear a female preacher, I have that physical medical response.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
I'm counting the points of her sermon.
Hallelujah!
How many points?
Praise God.
That's 11.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. That will never happen again. What you went through, it will never happen again. You are free, you are healed, and you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
That just, I'm sorry. There's something inside of me that is a reflex action to that just makes me shudder on the inside. Am I being sexist? I suppose it's possible, but maybe there are other men who respond the same way because a woman isn't supposed to be playing this role. It is as unnatural as any of the current pride movements you see these days. This is not natural.
Miracle after miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy, that's her favorite word. Actually, there's 2 favorite words there. Hallelujah. How many are we up? How many points in the sermon?
15 right
okay,
now.
Okay, 15 point hallelujah sermon. And miracles. She believes in miracles. No. Yeah, is that how that song goes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's about as much of that song as you want to sing. I'm believing. No, is that how it went? It was Wild Cherry, I think, that sang that song.
You remember.
That's tragically. She loves miracles. That's the MOI of the NAR. Let me translate that for you. The New Apostolic Reformation movement. It is unfortunately alive and well. I was really hoping it had abated. I was sort of hoping the kookiness had kind of gone underground a little bit and it was starting to calm down and maybe, just maybe, they'd start preaching the gospel and preaching the Bible rightly. But this new apostle, Catherine Crick, she's all about the miracles.
This is a house of miracles here. Glory to God. And he's going to do it again today for whoever is in need.
More. Got to tell you, this woman should cause a little righteous anger to be bubbling up inside of you. Now, you can't see the audience, but I'm looking at the audience. That woman in the front, she's got her mouth agape. This woman, it looks like she's maybe drying the tears. There's a dude. All right, I'm seeing about 40 women and maybe 5 dudes. And the one dude, he's definitely covering his eyes and like drying his eyes from tears. These people come hurting. They come needy. They just don't know better. They're desperate, whether it's emotional help, spiritual clarity, or physical healing. And she comes and she goes on for 2 hours, 57 minutes is this Sunday morning service. They have to be that long in order to get the air right so that people will fall down and twitch and shake and flop and tremble and then say, yeah, I feel great. Thanks very much, because I'm experiencing my miracle. This should make us angry.
Our miracles. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to go into the word right now. Are you ready for the word of God?
Yeah, that'd be nice. This is causing my shoulders to go up again.
I'm teaching today. The title of this message is About the Father's Business. I forgot it was Father's Day when I came up with this message, when God gave me this message. This is a perfect prophetic message about the Father's business. Jesus says, Luke 2:49, and he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?"
Yeah.
I must be about my Father's business, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
For what?
That just rubs me the wrong way. It just isn't right. And these people, just in case you're totally angry at me for judging this woman, but remember, my judgment is merely my lived experience. It is that these people are harmed by this. God's word is mangled. His character is misrepresented. And the people who come desperate find themselves leaving probably in a worse state than they arrived. This is the New Apostolic Reformation movement. I was hoping it had maybe just kind of quietly whimpered away into the night. But this new apostle who has, now I'm looking at her subscribers, 988,000 subscribers. This woman's a false teacher. And she's joined by others like Rick Joyner, who has decided it's time for a man who sexually abused 17 women, including minors, and would then pray for them. It's time for him to be back in ministry. Why? Because he's too great of a leader to be thrown away. Well, throw him away. That type of language is to miss the point. How's about when you molest 17 women, including minors, you're not qualified? You've thrown yourself away. You've thrown the privilege of being an elder away. And now Rick Joyner, Mr. NAR, wants this fellow. And the reason that I'm even hesitating to talk about the fellow who did the 17 crimes, or against probably more, but against 17 women, we haven't talked about this story because it's just another salacious tale of a man who claims to be a representative of God, who did tawdry things behind the scenes. In other words, total false convert, total false teacher, total hypocrite, prayed with them after sexually assaulting them. Ooh. So I left the story alone. And the reason I'm bringing it up, and I think I'll keep his name out of it still, because I don't like just trafficking in trash like this, but Rick Joyner, the New Apostolic Reformation movement leader, is in our sights. He wants him restored. Why? Well, this was a big deal. We don't want to throw him away, do we? He messed up, said Rick Joyner. He messed up. Hey, Jimmy, on my way into work today, There were these school kids crossing the street. I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
I ran him over.
You messed up.
Oh, good. So I'm good to go then, apparently, because I just messed up.
Just take a Sunday off.
It's going to take a while for the body of Christ to fully trust him again, but I believe they will. It has nothing to do with trust. It has everything to do with qualifications. If you do that, you're not qualified to be an elder. But that doesn't stop the New Apostolic Reformation. Todd Bentley is back in business. This guy's been restored. They all get restored after a period of whatever they call it. I believe there's going to be a change, but we can't just throw away great people like that. We don't throw them away. They disqualify themselves. Now they need to make a profession of faith and sit underneath the authority of qualified elders in the context of a local church. Listen to how they handle the word. We're told in Galatians 6:1, if a man is caught in any trespass, anything, you who are spiritual, restore them. See? So this guy who molested 17 women, he can be restored because of what Galatians 6:1 says, except it doesn't say that about restoring a pastor who is disqualified to let him return to ministry. This is about somebody, a believer, who's caught in a trap. We try to get them out. And how do we do it, by the way? Gently, so that we ourselves don't get trapped. This has nothing to do with a pastor who has biffed it. Quote, restoration or going through discipline, all that stuff, it's not punishment. It's just helping close the gaps, the gates of hell, where hell got into your life. It's for discipline, sure, but discipline in the right sense, where we are so disciplined, those things can't trip us up again. I have that hope for everybody. And you say, did you get hit in the head? Did you read that right? Yeah, I read it right. It's what he said. It's gobbledygook. It's nonsense. And sadly, it appears the NAR is still flourishing. And I don't know of any other response but righteous indignation and pity for these poor people that they are harming. This is Wretched Radio.